So there you go.
It is
interesting, though, is he's got a 70s trailer, and you know, I guess Rob would say he's finally seen the light, but both will have similar purposes, I'm guessing here. But that's interesting. He's gone for another big older one.
Yeah, he's just an Airstream freak like the rest of us. It is a really cool trailer, I have to say.
Ohio trailers.
Yeah, I know. I'm denying that it's a California trailer. It has all these jealousy windows. Like, I've never seen an Airstream like this, because the only windows that are regular windows is the front window and the back window. And yeah, both sides, it's all jealousy windows, and lots of them too. And they work. They all work really, really well. They have that handle that kind of snaps to a lock position, and then you unsnap it, and it will allow you to spin it open. And it just is the neatest. The windows are what makes the trailer in my book. And it's got this big swamp cooler on the top of it too that looks like it, you know, somebody dropped a refrigerator box on the roof. It's kind of funny looking up there also.
Now, does it have the classic vent stack going standing up straight in the middle of the vanity?
You know what? I can't tell you that, because I really didn't spend a lot of time inside of it today. It was quite a lot of work getting it out of the woods where it has been sitting for a lot of years. So I really didn't, I can look that up as we're talking, but, yeah, it is a really neat trailer that way. I'm trying to multitask, and as most people know, multitasking, doesn't really work.
There's no multitasking going on here. I'm fiddling with an ancient phone, trying to keep the wire doing something.
No, I'm trying to find his pictures that he posted, because I just don't recall. Like I said, I spent so much time trying to get the tire swapped out and trying to get things screwed back up into place so I could tow it down the road.
It's a 61, is it?
It's a 61. It sits on leaf spring axles, and it's one of those super low riders like Rob Baker's Sovereign is.
Well, 61 should be torsions.
It's not.
They bolted them on in a peculiar fashion.
It's not torsion. It's definitely leaf springs.
So it must have been a very late 60 then, or maybe early 61 where they hadn't quite run out of leaf springs yet or something.
I suspect it's going to become a very interesting project, and a lot is going to be found out about this trailer, because, like I said, it is so unique. It's I've never seen a window. The configuration of the windows is very unique, and the fact that they're all jealousy like that also is very unique to it. He's calling it the Buddha baby because it came from a monastery. On the I got pictures right here in front of me now. On the street side, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sets of jealousy windows, and on the curb side, it has 3 sets of jealousy windows. Definitely not a park model, too. Let's see, there's the van. Yes, it has the stack coming right up through the vanity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's classic. It was some kind of weird rule in California for trailers that where the vent stack had to go for some reason back in the day. And there should be near the door some kind of plaque saying that it meets California RV standards or mobile home standards or something.
Well, the thing that I think is so cool, and Chris doesn't, is it has the pink fixtures in it. It has the pink bathtub, the pink vanity sink, the pink double bold kitchen sink.
Yeah,
and
that's neat.
It is. I love it personally. It's just such
that's the period, and
right,
you can either
right.
grasp it or push it away. But the reality is, if you grasp it and you work around it within the realm of that, it can look really cool.
Right, and what one thing he doesn't realize is I have in my shop a pink toilet from a 61, and his is missing the toilet. So we pretty much have a complete bathroom with this trailer.